We're joined now by Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce with this week's Short and Sweet Business Beat. How are you doing today?
Doing okay, Aaron, and thank you for the reminder. We came off of RSVVP Day and really a way that businesses contribute to support hungry and homeless in our area. Mm-hmm. And then now today we take time to say thank you to those who serve. So happy Veterans Day, Aaron.
And I hope everyone got a chance to go out for RSVVP Day. I know, 111 restaurants participated, and it's a huge fundraiser for the IFC. It's really cool, and I got to eat at a place that I hadn't eaten at before.
What'd you try?
Local 22, which is up in just west of downtown Durham on Main Street. It was so good.
Awesome.
I'd never even heard of it before, and so just looking at the list of all the restaurants, like, where should we go?
You wanted to try something new.
And it's like, oh, what's Local 22? We got on the website, we looked at the menu. It's really, looks like a really good menu, and we went there, and it's just really good. So,
well,
not that we ordinarily encourage people to leave Orange County and get and shop and dine elsewhere, but it's a really cool place if you want to head up to Durham and check it out.
I have to check it out.
Yeah.
I snuck in a meal at Lantern.
I was
at the Carolina Club for the award to honor Coach Thompson. Mm-hmm. Carolina Club was a participant during the day in RSVVP, and then headed to Lantern, who was also a participant.
That sounds like
RSVVP.
A good night too. Yeah.
So I hope folks are heading downtown. I know that, Aaron, now that it's getting darker, I think people earlier, I don't know if you get gloomy or have a little bit of doldrums.
I get the winter doldrums like February, March, when the winter's been going on for a while. And it's like, okay, we just need this to stop. The last couple of weeks, I haven't been gloomy. I've just been tired. I haven't quite gotten over the time change
the
yet.
The time
so
change.
I'm
You're
working
still,
my way wait, through it. Yeah.
Well, hopefully no seasonal.
I've got jet lag and I didn't go anywhere.
Hopefully, yeah, I feel that way too. Still recuperating. I'm still recuperating from Election Day. So hoping that folks who might have seasonal affective disorder are getting adjusted to it getting dark, looking for opportunities for light. And so one of the first opportunities is that we are doing a ribbon cutting for the Ronald McDonald House and their expansion on Friday. That ribbon cutting is 11:30 a.m. This is a 24,000 square foot expansion, and this is represents $7.5 million in investment. And what this is going to do is help. I did not realize they turn 800 families away that need their services.
Yeah.
And this is going to be able to increase the number of rooms from 29 to 53. They'll have four short-term stay guest rooms, a communal kitchen, and some special apartments for those who are transplant recipients or at end-of-life care.
And this is an awfully specific niche market that the Ronald McDonald House covers. You're talking about families that come from a certain distance away that have kids receiving treatment at UNC hospitals. That's who they serve. So when you talk about turning 800 families away, like that many people come
who
to UNC hospitals
need
and need this every single year. It's really amazing to think about. And for the number of families that they turn away, they serve thousands every single year. And it's just incredible.
Well, I think Chapel Hill residents sometimes don't recognize that UNC Healthcare is a beacon,
huge light
for the entire state, serves
mm-hmm.
all residents of all 100 counties and beyond, and
yep.
that this is Chapel Hill's opportunity to be home to folks looking for care and to be close to the children receiving treatment at UNC Children's.
And I know this is one of the reasons why it's a beacon. Like UNC Hospitals is, the whole UNC Healthcare system is amazing, but the fact that Ronald McDonald House exists and the SECU Family House next door, both of those houses exist to help people who are coming from miles away and counties away and sometimes even states away to receive treatment. That makes it part of the beacon. So it's so important.
It's really important. And we're excited that Ronald McDonald House will be able to serve even more. Join us for the ribbon cutting. Serve even more families. Join us for the ribbon cutting at 101 Old Mason Farm Road on Friday at 11:30. That same evening, look for light in downtown Carrboro. Carrboro Business Alliance is kicking off their kind of Carrboro cheer is what they're calling it. And there'll be lots of luminaries lighting downtown Carrboro from 6 to 9 p.m. on Friday as part of the Second Friday Art Walk.
I love luminaries. Do you love luminaries? The first time I ever saw them, it was just in a neighborhood, and they just put them, like all of the homeowners just put them all out down the street, and it's so gorgeous.
They're beautiful.
Yeah.
They're beautiful. Always looking for ways to do it very safely. But,
yes, yeah.
But
candles in a bag, maybe, you know.
It'll be
the
a
idea.
Nice excuse for a nighttime stroll through downtown Carrboro.
Yes, absolutely.
So check out Carrboro Cheer. UNC football, they're gearing up for their game against Miami, and actually there is a you can get reduced price tickets. It's also a fundraiser for YMCA and their programs.
Mm-hmm.
Check out Chapel Hill Carver YMCA. They are offering a ticket deal for $20 tickets. So you can go check out Cheer on the Heels and at the same time support those kids that are being served by the YMCA.
Including the Darkness to Light campaign, right? I think
exactly,
is what they do.
Exactly,
yeah, speaking of
exactly.
the Darkness to
so
Light.
My,
yeah.
So my goal in trying to search for the light is not in vain. Come Lights, Camera, Action. Come to Chapel Hill Young Professionals on Tuesday where we will be hosting Young Professionals at Silver Spot Cinema. Aaron, did you enjoy your...
I did, yeah. We went to, Kristen and I ran into each other at Silver Spot. What was that, on
Sunday?
Sunday, yeah. My roommate and I went to see Spectre, which is the James Bond movie. Very good movie. Check it out. And our big plan, because they've got the trilogy, they've got the restaurant and bar right
exactly.
there. So we're like, oh, let's go to Silver Spot. We haven't been yet to see Spectre, go to the bar, order a martini, take it in with us, and sit there watching a James Bond movie and sipping a martini. And apparently a lot of other people had the same idea.
You weren't the first?
Because we went up to the bar and we said, can we have, and they had a bar menu and we were looking at it. It's like, oh, can we have this drink? This is like a vodka martini-esque drink. Can we have it in a martini glass? They're like, yeah, we're out of martini glasses. We had a lot of people had that same idea. So we got the martinis in a different glass. We went in. We had a great time.
They
it's a great theater.
Have them all shaken, not stirred, and ready to go for people coming to see Spectre. But if you have not seen Silver Spot Cinema, the new movie theater at University Place, come join us for Chapel Hill Young Professionals, 5:30 to 7:30 on Tuesday. You can meet Rachel Cook, formerly of WC. HL now
yes.
sales and marketing manager at Silver Spot. Learn how to host an event, enjoy the food at from Trilogy, which is their restaurant there on site, and maybe even stay for a movie. But you do not have to stay for a movie, but it's a great opportunity to check out Silver Spot Cinema at Chapel Hill Young Professionals. And then Thursday will be the deadline for our salute to community heroes.
Yes.
I know that there are lights in this community that we should have the opportunity to recognize. We are looking for nominations for Citizen of the Year, Town and Gown Award, the Jim Gibson Volunteer of the Year, and the Irene Brigham Lifetime Achievement Award. We were speaking about RSVVP earlier. Mm-hmm. Irene Brigham,
started that many years ago.
So we know that you know different lights in this community that should be recognized, so we hope that you'll go to carolinachamber.org/salute and make a nomination by Thursday.
And you can do that between now and then, and so many different community members that are so deserving of all of those awards every single year. So you know anyone, go to the website and submit those names.
I hope that folks will look for those that exemplify leadership and citizenship for Citizen of the Year. For the Town and Gown Award, we're looking for an individual who fosters a mutually beneficial relationship between the community and the university. The Jim Gibson Volunteer of the Year is someone who demonstrates an extraordinary commitment to volunteerism. And Irene Brigham, if you know someone who, like her, has demonstrated a lifetime of exceptional public service and volunteerism, please nominate them for our annual event, Salute to Community Heroes.
We know a lot of those people. When is the Salute to Community Heroes going to be?
It's December at University Place, and I can't wait till the next short and sweet business beat when
we'll tell you about it.
But we want to get your nominations in and hope that folks will seek light in this as we adjust to an earlier evening. Yes.
All right. Sounds good. Well, that's a short and sweet business beat. Head online and check out carolinachamber.org and carolinachamber.org/events if you want a full event calendar, but a lot of information there too. And you can submit your nominations for the Salute to Community Heroes. Kristen Smith, Chamber of Commerce, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Aaron.